Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
Today, we're taking a closer look, really a shortcut, to understanding the media industry right now.
Yeah, the landscape's pretty complex.
We've got some really solid educational sources. They give a great overview of media products, digital games, comics,
Right.
but especially the big ones, social media platforms.
Absolutely. And the material, it really lays out what counts as a media product today. Gives you those core definitions, the structures you need.
So our mission really is to decode these social media platforms and apps. What are they? How do they work? What's their
We
power?
need to get past just listing the names,
Exactly. Understand the mechanics. They're like critical infrastructure now.
Definitely. Let's peel back those layers, starting with the content itself, I think.
Okay, sounds good. So if you had to define a social media platform, like what's its core identity? What makes it different from, say, TV or a magazine?
Fundamentally, it's user-generated content, UGC. That's the engine. Unlike traditional media, where professionals create everything, these platforms are built for users to post their own stuff.
And the sources point specifically to photos and text, right? Why those?
Well, think about it. Photos, short text updates, they're quick, easy to make, easy to consume.
Instantly engaging.
Exactly. Perfect for scrolling. And crucially, the platforms don't pay for this content, they just provide the space.
Which neatly brings us to the money side. How do they actually make money if the content is free?
Yeah, the business model. It's overwhelmingly advertising. That's the bedrock.
Okay.
But it's not like old school ads in a newspaper. This is super targeted advertising.
Driven by all the data they collect on users, the ones making the content.
Precisely. They know what you like, what you share, who you talk to.
So the way these platforms look, lots of photos, graphics, the layout, it's not just about looking
Oh,
nice.
it's functional, definitely functional. It's designed to maximize how much you see.
And how many ads you see.
And how many ads you see in one go.
Yeah.
Maximum visual appeal, minimum friction to keep scrolling.
So it's this dual thing, a place for content, but also this massive, incredibly efficient ad machine.
That's it. Content is the bait, advertising is the goal. You log in to connect, but you're really entering their marketplace.
That really changes things for businesses, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If the platform needs you engaged to sell ads, that shapes everything. Even media outside social media has to play by those rules now.
Okay, let's pivot a bit. We know what they are, but what do they actually do within the wider media industry? The sources use this phrase, rapidly evolving tools. What does it tell us?
It tells us they never stand still. They can't.
Why not?
Because that ad model needs constant attention. So, new features, new formats, think stories, reels, whatever's next, it's all to keep you hooked.
So businesses can't just like set up a profile and forget it.
No way, they have to keep up. And it's not just media companies, is it?
Right. The sources are clear. Businesses across various sectors use them. Retail, finance, you name it.
And they use them for two main things, according to the material: connecting with customers.
Building that relationship.
Yeah, and promoting their products or services. Direct line.
And the list of platforms mentioned really covers the bases, doesn't it? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok.
That list itself shows how fragmented things are. Each platform kind of has its niche, its audience.
So YouTube for longer video, TikTok and Instagram for short visual stuff.
Twitter or X for quick text updates and news.
Each one needs a different approach if you're a business.
Totally. You can't just blast the same message everywhere. You need to tailor it.
So say a news outlet. They can't just rely on their website anymore.
Not at all. Their social media is their distribution now, pretty much, and they have to work across all those platforms.
Tailoring news for TikTok is different than writing an article.
Very different. And that's the key insight, really. The level four thinking the sources hint at. These platforms aren't just another channel, they're becoming the channel.
They dictate the format, the speed.
Everything. They break down traditional media, movies, news, games into these little shareable bits that fit their rapidly evolving tools.
So a film studio promoting a movie is essentially renting access to an audience from Facebook or TikTok.
Exactly. Paying for access. And the platforms use all that free user content to keep the audience there for the ads. It's a closed loop.
And that loop cuts out a lot of the old middlemen, right? Distributors, maybe even some retailers.
Fundamentally changes the power dynamics. Sales, influence, it all flows differently now.
Okay, let's zoom out just a tiny bit. We talk about platforms, but mostly we experience them as apps.
Right, on our devices.
So where do these things actually live? The sources mention the key places.
Yeah, the main spots are smartphones, obviously, tablets, and increasingly smart TVs.
That's where our screen time goes.
Pretty much. And it's important to remember the platform is the software, the content layer.
But the device, the phone, the TV, that's the battleground.
It is. And social media apps, they're just one type of app fighting for your attention on that device.
What else is competing for that space? The sources list a few.
Oh, yeah, the whole ecosystem. You've got games, obviously huge.
Addictive games, yeah.
Shopping apps, navigation like maps, office and work tools, email, all competing for that limited time and screen space.
That makes sense. It explains why social apps have to be so engaging, so personalized, constantly changing.
They have to be. They're not just competing with each other. They're competing with that game you love or the work email you need to check.
If they get boring, you just switch apps.
Exactly. If they stagnate, your attention goes elsewhere on the phone and the ad money follows. That's why they have to be rapidly evolving tools.
That pressure, that competition, it drives so much of what we experience using them.
Yeah.
The good and the bad.
Definitely. An invisible force shaping the whole thing.
Well, I think we've definitely hit that shortcut to understanding. Let's quickly recap the main takeaways.
Okay.
Social media platforms, defined by user-generated content, mostly photos and text.
Check.
Funded by advertising, which relies on data and engagement.
Right. Hyper-targeted ads.
And used by almost every business as these rapidly evolving tools to connect and promote.
Across all those different platforms, Facebook, TikTok, etc.
So understanding that structure, that business model, that lets you analyze them more deeply, right? Mm-hmm. Move beyond just using them.
Yeah, that's the level 4 challenge from the sources. How do these pieces fit together, and what does it mean for media overall?
So if the platforms shape the content, the distribution, what's the big question for us, the users?
Well, here's something to think about. If the entire system, the economic system, is built to maximize your engagement just so they can show you more targeted ads,
right,
then the platform's main goal isn't necessarily truth or quality or nuanced discussion, it's stickiness, keeping your eyeballs glued.
Okay.
So what happens when that constant need for engagement, driven purely by ad revenue, clashes with the need for reliable information or maybe ethical communication? How does prioritizing engagement affect the coherence and integrity of the media we consume through these platforms?
That tension between the business model and the quality of information.
That's the core challenge, I think. And it stems directly from the platform economy we've just outlined.
Definitely something to chew on next time you're scrolling.
For sure.
Thanks for breaking that all down. Really insightful.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.